That piece was recorded 7 years ago. After finishing his studies here, Kurdish journalist Ayub Nouri returned to Iraq and traveled across the region for a wide variety of outlets. Now he's the managing editor for a news website called Rudaw.net.
Our main focus of coverage is the four parts of Kurdistan: Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and Syria.
And where are you based?
I am most of the time based in Toronto, Canada.
How come?
Because this is a far away and quiet and peaceful place.
Do you feel like you've retired?
Yes, I feel like I've retired at the age of, I'm now 34, but I was 30 years old when I came here. Yes, I mean, 1 year in Iraq is equal to 5 years in another country. I love nature and I love big countries. I came here in the hope of slowly exploring this country and seeing the beautiful nature. Besides, it's a much more peaceful country than many places I've visited, including the U.S.
So you don't miss being in the heart of the action?
I actually do, but Iraq is still dangerous and you could lose your life at any moment. Today, this morning, before you called, I was listening to the radio and there have been a series of bombings in Baghdad. I realized I had done my part of covering the war in Iraq. But I still miss being there and be in touch with people and write, because stories are still coming out. Every time you sit down with someone on a bus or in a tea shop, anywhere in Iraq, you would hear many stories that they haven't told anyone. I miss that part.
Ayub, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling me.
Ayub Nouri is the managing editor for Rudaw.net, and he lives in Toronto. We found Ziad Kasim, the young Iraqi dentist who blogged for Healing Iraq, in San Antonio. When we spoke to him back in 2006, he was studying journalism at the City University of New York, and he was deeply conflicted.
I was very worried about my family because they were still all in Baghdad, and I was the only one who had left. And here I was reporting about noise pollution and stuff like that, and it didn't seem right to me. It was... I don't know. I was still consumed with worry all the time until my family safely left, and that was when I could finally breathe.
When I last spoke to you, mm-hmm. you were writing Healing Iraq, still wanting to be a dentist.
Well, I'm still working to be a dentist. I already took the qualifying exam, and I'm waiting for the state to take the second exam. In a couple of years, I should be ready to go. But it's not that I want to do dentistry, it's just that my family arrived here and they're having problems adjusting to life here. So I feel I have a responsibility to support them, and journalism just didn't do that for me.
You're still doing Healing Iraq?
Yeah, on and off. I try to keep it alive.
You know, I started my piece with the epigraph from yeah. Healing Iraq, that quote from Jonathan Swift, that says, "It is useless to attempt to reason a man out of what he was never reasoned into." That's almost an argument against communicating at all.
I did a lot of posts about religion. I thought that the conflict had some side of it that was really connected to religion and sectarianism. It was just my general view of how people thought about it. They were just raised that way, and it was really hard for them to give it up. And that's what we're seeing right now in Iraq. People have forgotten the worst years of 2006 and 2007, and there's a return of sectarian killings and assassinations.
But do you believe that you can reason people out of it?
Well, we try that all the time. It's just, at some point, you really give up.
Ziad, thanks a lot.
No problem at all.
Ziad Kasim blogs still at Healing Iraq. When Ali Fadil, the doctor-turned-rock-star fixer, finished his studies at NYU, he had the very American experience of not finding a job, partly because of the economic crash and partly because his usual clients had less interest in the war. So he applied for political asylum in the U.S. Anyway, he says journalism died in Iraq after the American forces left. The authorities bear down hard on reporters there.
It could be the security, the police, the army. Friends of mine who are still there quit journalism because it's becoming really dangerous. And not only dangerous, it's useless because you can't really move around and do what you want to do as we're used to before, when the streets were, you know, not controlled by anybody.
What you're saying is that you preferred, as a journalist, the chaos in the street.
No, absolutely not. I'd rather have the country stabilized, but this is not stabilization. When you get the country back to point zero, you know, to square one after all the bloodshed, it's very important to keep democracy alive, if it was really meant to be.
And that's not what you see.
No, that's not what I see. Unfortunately, Iraq is not a country with democracy right now. The street is not really as peaceful as it looks. Basic life services are still not available. I remember a lot of these press conferences in the Green Zone, they were saying, oh, we'll come and see Iraq after 10 years, it'll be different. And you can see that things are not really different. There's lots of money there, that's true, but there's no life.
Any regrets?
Regrets about my ventures into the media? No, absolutely not. It's actually where one of the best years of my life. And I look forward to relive that experience, maybe not in Iraq, maybe somewhere else.
Have you become more skeptical of the power of journalism to change things?
I'm really convinced that journalism is a very powerful tool. It's a dangerous tool at the same time. That's why I'm frustrated that it's in the hands of the Iraqi government right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ali, how do you want to be identified?
As Ali Fadil, the journalist.
A journalist.
Uh-huh.
Ali Fadil, Iraqi journalist and medical resident, now living in Atlanta. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sarah Abdurrahman, and Chris Neary. We had more help from Krista Ripple, Ravenna Koenig, and Alex Hall. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Rick Kwan. Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news and our boss. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. Bob Garfield will be back next week. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
On the Media is supported by Reputation.com, working to protect individuals and businesses by ensuring accurate internet search results and authentic online reviews. More at Reputation.com or at 1-800-REPUTATION. Support for On the Media also comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. At GatesFoundation.org, the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at JoyceFDN.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at MacFound.org. This is NPR.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.